Close your eyes for a moment, if you will, and just listen to what I have to say. Just some questions. What are you doing with your life? Because you know you only have one shot at this. What if you pick the wrong major? What if you don't get accepted into that competitive program? What if you can't pay for that fifth year? What if you can't get a job after graduating? What if you hate the job you do get 3 years after graduating? What if you can't find someone to marry? Where is your life going? All right, open your eyes. Stress level visibly risen. Why would I do that to you? Seriously. All right. Hey, so listen. St. Paul has something that we'll return to. He said, I should like you to be free of anxiety. And if I ask you some pretty basic questions and there's anxiety that rises in your heart, the Lord has a word for you tonight. Okay? Notice also, by the way, that almost every one of those situations is dealing with something that doesn't exist. Something in your future that may or may not happen. Well, friends, Jesus wants to deal with the realities of our lives. And we do well to meet him there, rather than to worry and waste spiritual energy about future things that may or may not happen. Jesus is all about realities, and he wants to meet you there. Jesus comes into our life to meet us in the real things. And he doesn't come, my friends, just as another nice voice, kind of like the encouraging checker at Vans. You'll be fine. As great as that is, and there are some wonderful people over at Vans, they are not the Lord. And the Lord enters in a different way. Jesus comes as the Lord of the universe and as the Savior of humanity, who knows you personally, who knows your realities personally, more intimately than you know them yourself. Jesus comes with authority. That word is a great word, by the way. We hear it in the gospel twice. The people notice that Jesus teaches with authority. In the Greek, the word used is exousia. You guys all know what that means, so I'll just move on to the next point. Exousia means from one's substance. It's very connected to the confusing Latin, well, the translation of the Latin into our creed, consubstantial. You guys remember that word in the creed, and you're like, why did we change it to that? What does that even mean? The Greek there is homoousios, of the same substance. Exousia is from one's substance. The translation gets worked over to authority or power, but when Jesus comes, he comes with authority that comes from his very substance as God. So he is not just one figure among many, just another nice voice, even a wise voice. He comes as the Lord of the universe, as God himself. And he comes into our realities. Yesterday and today, two different gospel stories from the Gospel of Mark. Saturday, yesterday was Mark 4. We have a different Sunday cycle, so today is still Mark chapter 1. But in both, I was struck by one word that comes from the mouth of Jesus. Quiet. Quiet. In Mark 4, there's a chaotic, hectic, stressful external scene that's going on. And in Mark 1 that we just heard, there's a chaotic, could be stressful, hectic scene that's going on. In Mark 4, the scene is this. Jesus is with his disciples, and they're on the Sea of Galilee. He happens to be asleep. And the big storm rises up, so much so that men who made their living on the Sea of Galilee were fearing for their very lives. They finally wake Jesus up. "Don't you care that we're perishing?" And Jesus, and I imagine that he just stretched a little bit. It's like, Then he says, "Quiet. Be still." And the wind and the sea obey. And there was great calm, Mark says. It's an external scene of chaos and even danger, and Jesus speaks an authoritative word, quiet. Be still. In the gospel today, there's a different type of struggle and chaos, and it's an interior one. Jesus is preaching, and there's an unclean spirit there tormenting someone. And the unclean spirit begins to cause a scene. And Jesus, with authority, says, "Quiet. Come out of him." An unclean spirit is cast out. Jesus speaks words that have power. Power over external realities. Power over internal struggles. When Jesus shows up, his words cause things to happen because they come from his very substance as God. The people recognize, and they, yesterday in the gospel and today in the gospel, also share a common word. If Jesus in both Gospels says quiet, the people in both Gospels use the word obey. And the disciples in the boat with Jesus say, "Who then is this whom even the wind and the sea obey?" And the people in the Gospel say, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands unclean spirits, and they obey him." Obey. The Latin obedire means to listen to. To listen to. My friends, tonight, the Lord wants to speak an authoritative word to your heart. We would do well to obey. And that means more than just following rules. I mean obey in the sense of the Latin. We would do well to listen to that word. Because Jesus wants to speak with authoritative power to bring you a gift of peace tonight. Whatever you face, externally, or more to it, probably in this culture, internally, Jesus wants to speak an authoritative word of peace. And he can. And his word can change your reality. That's why St. Paul says in the second reading tonight, "Brothers and sisters, I should like you to be free of all anxiety." How's your heart tonight with anxieties? St. Paul wants us to be free of all anxiety. Mind you, this is St. Paul, who lost his life for the Lord, who saw other Christians dying for their faith. There is no reason for him to say that to anybody except from his relationship, his lived experience with Jesus Christ. You see, St. Paul, he says, I know him in whom I have believed. I know who Jesus is. I know the type of peace that he can bring. I know the authority that he has. So in the face of everything, external or internal, that could rob me of peace of soul, I will choose to trust. I will choose to obey, to listen to what Jesus has to say to my heart. And it is for that reason he can rip off great passages like this from Romans 8. What then shall we say? If God is for us, who can be against? What will separate us from the love of Christ? Will anguish or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword, all these external things? No. In all these things, we conquer overwhelmingly through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So then he says to the Philippians, have no anxiety at all. In everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. And then the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Do not be anxious. Whatever you face exteriorly, because there's real things that you need to deal with, whatever you face interiorly, the very simple message I want you to hear tonight is this, that Jesus has authority over those external things and over those internal things. Anxiety and fear, my friends, rob us of our freedoms. They harden our hearts. As the psalmist says, if today you hear his voice, harden not your heart. But rather, let Jesus speak a word of peace to the reality that you face. An authoritative word, one that comes from his very substance as God. And then the peace that passes understanding will guard both your heart and your mind. We are called to be free, my friends. St. Paul says, we experience the glorious freedom of the children of God. That freedom comes when we let Jesus have authority in our life. For the one we worship tonight, the one we come to serve and to receive, the one we listen to, is not weak. He is not easily cast aside. But rather, he has power. And that power is to give your heart peace. What a wonderful thing, and what a blessing. If today you hear his voice, harden not your heart through fear or anxiety. And maybe I'd add this. If today you hear his voice, open wide your heart and receive that word that brings a peace that takes you beyond fear and into great trust. May Jesus be your Lord tonight, and may he save you from needless fear and anxiety. Not if today you hear his voice, but when today you hear his voice. Harden not your heart. Open wide your heart and listen to him, for he will give you peace that no one else can ever give.